you ready to create more commitment? I went from consuming all the podcasts, listening to all the books, and signing up for all the free resources to figuring out how to actually create results. I'm Kayla Celeste, and you're listening to the Daily Steps Toward Success podcast. Let's get started. Today, we're going to be talking about feeling how you would feel today when you've achieved your goal. So I want you to think about your goal and I want you to think about achieving it. Like just pretend for a second that you have achieved your goal right now. How would you be feeling? What would you be thinking? What would you be thinking about your goal? What would you be thinking about the process? What would you be thinking about you? And then how would you be feeling when you're thinking those things? And then I want you to imagine applying those thoughts and those feelings right now. Because when you start to feel that way now, what ends up happening is you get to achieve your goal from being the person that already has the result. I want to give you the example of money. Let's say that when you've achieved your money goal, you will be feeling this like confidence. You will be feeling proud. You will be feeling secure. And right now, maybe you're feeling worried. Maybe you're feeling doubtful. I want you to think about the actions that you take when you're feeling worried and when you're feeling doubtful. And then I want you to imagine the actions you would take if you were feeling confident, if you were feeling secure, if you were feeling proud. And then I want you to think about what will happen if you do not create those feelings for yourself now, because you could achieve your money goal and you could actually feel insecure. You could feel scared. You could feel like it wasn't enough. You could still feel that way even after you've achieved the goal. So what you want to do is start creating those feelings right now, because when you create those feelings right now, you allow yourself to one, feel that way now, and you will also be able to feel that way when you achieve your goal. But when you wait to feel that way until after you've achieved your goal, then what can happen is one, you might not even feel that way because you haven't been practicing it. And also you don't get to feel that way the entire time. So the way that you practice creating those feelings is just start to practice those thoughts that you would be thinking when you achieve your goal. So if you're thinking, I can create money, start believing that now. If you would be thinking, I can do this, start believing you can do that now. If you're thinking that I know how to do this, start believing that now. Just start practicing those thoughts now. Have you ever wondered why certain tools aren't working for you, like writing a to-do list or scheduling things on your calendar or coming up with like your top three things you need to get done? If you feel like this isn't working and I don't know why, it's because your brain is in control of everything you do or don't do. And so where we actually want to start is with our brain. How do I get my brain to do something that it doesn't want to do? How do I get my brain to do something that it's actually avoiding? How do I get my brain to do something that actually is going to move me forward, even when it really doesn't want me to move forward at all? Go to successbykayla.com to get access to this video now. Because when you get access to the video, you are actually going to learn how to solve for the actual thing that's the problem. It's not the way that you scheduled your calendar. It's not the amount of things on your to-do list. It's not that you didn't prioritize right. It's that your brain is working against you. And if you want to work with your brain so that it's so much easier, go to successbykayla.com to get instant access to the video now.